This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. If you thought extraordinary international athletic competition ended with the closing ceremonies at the Olympics last month, think again. The Paralympics are now underway in South Korea, and these games follow the Olympics every 4 years and showcase the highest level of competition for athletes with a variety of impairments in events that include alpine and cross-country skiing, snowboarding, biathlon, and ice hockey. One Vermonter is among these world-class athletes this year. He's 27-year-old Stephen Lawler of Burlington, and he's competing in alpine skiing, joining us now on the line from South Korea. Stephen, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
You were born with a condition called spina bifida, and your event is in alpine sit skiing. Tell me how you got started with this.
So I actually went skiing the first time with my mom and grandmother. We went up to Sugar Bush, and it was just a little family vacation. And they put me in a monoski at the adaptive program there. It was actually called a bi-ski. There's two skis underneath. It's usually how people start. And apparently, since I was six, I thought it was a sled, and I went straight down the hill. So they had to do what it's called tethering me. They tie some rope to the back and don't let you go too fast. And after that, when I was like 11, I started going up with my school on the weekends. And I was approached by Vermont Adaptive asking if I wanted a ski race. And I tried it out, and I've been doing it ever since.
Fantastic. It sounds like you took to it right away. Now, you qualified for the Paralympics in 2014 in Sochi, as I understand it, but the medical staff did not clear you to compete at that time, and that's because I guess you've been dealing with some shoulder injuries over the years. How have you been holding up so far in these games?
It's actually funny. I've had some issue leading into these games. I dislocated my shoulder about 2 weeks before, and the rehab went really fast. They got me fixed up so I could at least ski and came over here to give it a shot. It's not ideal, but things went pretty well.
When you say pretty well, how have you done so far in competition?
I had one top 20 finish and one 22nd place finish. So not as good as I'm used to, but with everything that's gone on and how hard I worked to get here, I'm happy enough with it.
Yeah, it's just amazing to be able to compete in these games. Do you have any races left in the competition?
I am actually done. The last men's race is in a few hours over here. The time difference is pretty crazy, so it's always hard to tell the day, but there's slalom left, and the men get after it tomorrow.
Now, what have the race conditions been like? Because there was some concern during the Olympic Games about some of the race conditions for the athletes. Has there been the similar concern at the Paralympics?
Wind was an issue at the Olympics, and it has not been for us. The weather's kind of been all over the place. Like 3 days ago, it was 65 degrees. Yesterday, it rained. Today, it snowed. But the course crew has been amazing, and they got the course in surprisingly good shape for it being 65 degrees. So I was pretty happy with it.
You know, I'm trying to picture that moment when you were 6 years old and you first tried sit skiing and kind of went straight down the mountain. Obviously, you didn't have that fear that maybe some kids would have with it. What is it about skiing that you love so much that makes you want to compete at this highest level?
What I liked about it when I first started was I was able to keep up with all my friends, and it really didn't hold me back. I was actually turned out to be faster once I did it for a few years. So I don't know. It's just everyone I know, I'm as fast as skiing. So it's pretty fun to go out with your friends and keep up going down the hill.
You know, in some ways, what you and the other Paralympians are doing is of a greater accomplishment than what the Olympic athletes were doing. And what I mean by that is that, you know, while some of them had to overcome injuries, perhaps, they don't perform with the kind of disabilities that someone like you has had to deal with your whole life. And I wonder if you think more attention should be paid to these games and the athletes like yourself, given the kind of physical obstacles you've had to face before you even take to the slopes to compete, or in another way, do you think those challenges should not overshadow what's been done competitively? How do you want people to look at Paralympians like yourself?
I think it's pretty cool that people are almost more impressed. I mean, we've skied near able-bodied World Cup skiers at, like, Aspen Mountain training, and they're always super impressed by it, and they've been doing it at the highest level for a while, so it's pretty cool, and we're getting more TV coverage than we ever had before, and I think it's gaining popularity. People are getting pretty into it. It's pretty cool.
And how would you sum up your time in South Korea now that you're done racing? What was this experience like for you overall?
It's fun. It's fun working for 4 years and then it paying off. You make it over here. I would have liked to ski a little better, but with everything that went on, it was fun. And the people over here are awesome. It's a really cool country, and skiing's been fun.
Vermonter Stephen Lawler is representing Team USA in the Paralympics in Pyeongchang. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.